You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the warehouse announced they would be halting the sale of fireworks amid consumer concerns. There have been calls across the nation for years for the government to ban the public sale of fireworks, citing significant distress to animals and those dealing with mental health issues and impacts on our environment. In their research, the warehouse found that more than half of their consumers preferred to attend public firework displays, and 28% of respondents said they didn't participate in firework activities at all. I spoke to Paul Marjorie from the Tupuna Maunga Authority to discuss their support for the warehouse's decision and how the public sale of fireworks has negatively impacted our local mountains, or Maunga, such as Mount Eden and Mount Wellington. So some people don't really realise the cultural significance of our land. I'm wondering if you can give me a brief rundown of what our Maunga means to tangata whenua?
The Tupuna Maunga or Tamaki Makaurau are of fundamental importance to mana whenua of Tamaki Makaurau. They resonate with the self-identity of the tribes. They represent centuries and centuries of history and relationships and connections between the tūpuna of Ngā Mana Whenua Tamaki Makaurau, the peoples of Te Waiohua, Ngāti Whātua and Maru Tuahu. Our people have been born there, they've lived there, they've died there. There are wāhi tapu on them. They represent the proto-cities of Tamaki Makaurau and indeed Aotearoa in terms of the massive populations on these settlement areas around Tamaki Makaurau. And so for those reasons of self-identity and long history and relationships with these iconic tūpuna taonga, their care and protection are of the utmost importance. And that's why the adverse effects from fires caused by fireworks is of deep distress to mana whenua.
And last year, all tūpuna maunga in Auckland were closed to the public. Can you give me an idea of how bad the situation was before this decision was made?
Yes, so given the consequences of restricting public access, that really was a measure of last resort, and it was really the only measure we had left to undertake in terms of protecting the tūpuna maunga, and that was on the back of several years of some disastrous fires, fires at Mangere, Maungere, Maungafau and Takarunga. And so we'd really reached the end of our tether at the Tupuna Maunga Authority in terms of what could be done to protect these iconic taonga. There had been calls by ourselves, by Auckland Council, by the SPCA, and for many, many years, many groups around the country in terms of trying to restrict public sales of fireworks because in the hands of a few, and I emphasise it's a few, who just lack really self-control in terms of reckless and silly behaviours. And that's what caused those fires. The only fires that have occurred on the Tupuna Maunga in the year since the establishment of the Tupuna Maunga Authority in 2014 had been caused by fireworks. And that's what led us to that very major restriction and really act of desperation in terms of protecting those by restricting public access during Guy Fawkes Week.
Does this kind of behaviour happen along New Year's time as well? Because these two holidays kind of equate setting off fireworks and a bit of drinking as well, and that can't be a good mix.
It's a good question because, as you say, the ingredients are similar. What we have found, though, that, and we do have security during both periods, or have had security during both periods, both Guy Fawkes and New Year's, we haven't found the same issues around New Year's time. What's really come to pass has been the convergence of those public sales of fireworks and being available to people and you know, the events around Guy Fawkes in terms of, in people's minds, the discharge of fireworks. And so that's really what's led to last year being a bit of a watershed moment for the Tupuna Maunga Authority in closing off public access to the Tupuna Maunga. It's not something we want to do. We want those beloved connections between the people of Tamaki Makaurau and wider afield to always be available for the Tupuna Maunga. But when we're left with no choice in terms of restricting access or seeing those massive fires and the massive damage that they've caused occur again, really there is no option. for so long as fireworks are publicly available, and that's why we absolutely applaud the leadership undertaken by the warehouse in ending the sales of fireworks.
There was about $100,000 spent last Guy Fawkes alone just to protect the maunga in Auckland, and I'm assuming that's coming from tax money. Why is it so expensive to keep our environment safe?
Yeah, so the funds for that come from the funding made available in the annual plan and long-term plan by Auckland Council, and that's very much appreciated in terms of how we operate the teams that care and protect for the tupuna maunga. That is expensive, and so that represents the time and cost of both security and the cost of support from the public in terms of caring for them. For all 14 tupuna maunga spread across Tamaki Makaurau from the north and north shore, south to Manurewa, also east and west. And so there's a lot of people hours that go with that. There's a lot of time and cost in terms of security. Each of the maunga have multiple entry points, so it's not as though you've got one main entrance that you can monitor and have security and protection on. And so each of the maunga has those multiple entry exit points, and those all need to be covered to make that restriction effective. And in fact, that was absolutely required because we found that even with all the publicity around restrictions and the reasons for those, we found people were trying to sneak up different routes with fireworks in their bags.
So you're supporting the move that the warehouse group has made yesterday to ban sale of fireworks. Is there a more environmentally and people-friendly alternative?
We have no issue in terms of the public exhibition of fireworks because those are always undertaken in a monitored and safe fashion. That's the experience of overseas countries as well, where public sales aren't available. And so that's the move that we're seeking the government to put in place. That hasn't happened yet. Every year, as we know, there are events around the country with fires. There has been previously on the tupuna maunga before last year. And so there is this cost, both in actual expenses, but also there's the non-financial costs in terms of the security and well-being of people for the SPCA. They regularly report each year in terms of the effects on domestic animals and the terror that they go through. And so that's the many reasons why ourselves at the Tupuna Maunga Authority and also Auckland Council have been a real stalwart in terms of seeking the end of the public availability of sales of fireworks and the many other organisations around the country similarly.
That was Paul Marjorie from the Tupuna Maunga Authority speaking about the effect of Guy Fawkes Day on Auckland's mountains.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.